Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Victor. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Samira Ahmed. I just got a missed call from Sherry, I believe.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and check that out really quick just to make sure. The Swift Cleaning Service LLC, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and see what that was about really quick.
Something about my Google listing.
Okay, yes, I'm actually seeing the video verification is now available to complete. So for the video verification, do you have time for me to explain it right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Now, it's pretty simple, right? You do have to record a video. It's not a saved video, though. You have to upload it directly on the Google platform. It's a short video, and it should last no longer than 2 minutes. Ideally, what we recommend, though, is for it to last a minute and 50 seconds or a minute and 40 seconds. But all you're going to do in that video is you're going to show your tools, what you use to work with, the car that you use for the business, its license plate. If you have any documentation that's under your business name, like business registration, business license, even if you have a business card, we will be showing that as well. All you have to do is record that video. You could do it from your home. Now, since the address is hidden, you don't have to record the video directly in your home. Just make sure you're not more than 2 hours distance from your address. But other than that, that's all you have to do on the video. It's a brief recording, and we upload that directly through Google.
Okay.
If you want, right now, I can guide you and just leave you on the last step. That way, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and attempt to do the video yourself.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let me go ahead and send you that link then. Go ahead and get that for you.
Leah, on the phone.
Okay, so I just went ahead and sent you an email. If you could go ahead and open that up for me.
Oh, I haven't received it yet.
It should be titled Urgent Samira Start Google Video Verification.
Oh, okay. Do I press the click to watch?
No, it shows you an example of how to record. You could go ahead and watch that in a bit. Right now, I'm going to guide you on the steps. Go to the link after that one, the one that says business.google.com/locations.
Okay.
Now, once you click on that one, it should show up your business name. Is it showing up right there?
There's two that is showing up. There's one that says Yeshua Cleaning Service, Kent, Auburn, 18 other addresses. And then there's two that shows up.
Oh,
one that's verified and one that's verification required.
Oh, really? One's already showing up as verified?
Yeah, because I think I did it way before you guys. I just didn't think they verified it.
Oh, okay. Then actually, that's going to make things a lot easier, because if it's already verified, you don't have to go through the whole verification process again.
Yeah. I didn't even know they verified
that one.
Yeah, because it was like about a week and a half ago. I literally was outside recording all my like cleaning supplies, my business cards, my business license, all of that. I recorded it, and I guess it got verified. I just wasn't notified that it got verified, but I'm seeing it now that it is verified.
Oh wow, okay. Well, in that case, we'll go ahead and delete this new one that we were working on. Go ahead and click on the name of the one that's already verified. Just the name.
Okay. Yeah, I did. It says your business on Google.
Okay. Now,
oh, wow. I did not know they verified it.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah, because the video that I did seemed kind of blurry, so I don't even know how they verified that. I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. It's very important. Get out. Yeah, go ahead.
It's possible it might have seemed blurry at the moment because the connection wasn't really stable, but hey, they accepted it, they verified it, so that's great. In that case, just go ahead and grant us access to that one. Go to the business profile settings on the three dots.
Okay.
And just go to people and access.
People and access. All I see is business profile settings, notifications, added new business profile, your profile, help and support, terminal service.
Okay, so right there, go to business profile settings.
Okay.
And it's just
people and access, right?
Yep, that's it. That's the one.
And then how do I give you guys access then?
So right there, you're going to add us, but instead of putting an email, you're going to put a phone number. Let me know once you're ready.
Hold on. Where it says add, edit, or remove people access to the business profile.
Yep, right there, you're going to select add.
Add. Okay, it says you guys are going to be the manager, right?
Yes, manager. You're going to be the owner. All we need is manager access in order to do everything else to help you out.
Okay, what's the number?
It's going to be 552.
552.
554.
554.
6200.
6200.
And local splash listings should show up.
Okay. I don't think anything showed up, but I did put the number. Do I press invite?
Yes, go ahead and select invite.
Oh, it said invalid email. Try again. I guess you have to have an email.
No, actually, it's just go ahead and put the number again. You just have to select, wait for it to load a little bit after you put the number, and it should show up local splash listings.
Okay, can you give me that number again? I'm sorry.
Of course, no worries. So that's 552.
Okay.
554.
Okay.
6200.
Okay, well, all right, I'm going to wait a little then.
Let me just show up a little local splash listings. It's still not showing up?
Nope.
Okay, that's strange.
Email address on the top.
No, it should show up there. Well, look, maybe we're going to go ahead and delete the other profile first. Because on the other one, I was about to delete it myself, but I see that you created the other business profile too. So.
Yeah, I've created this way before even, like, getting you guys to help me, you know?
Right now, we're.
I just never knew they verified the video. Because they said they were going to email me, and I never got that email that, hey, your business is on Google now.
It probably went to spam or something like that. And the thing
probably,
is
like, yeah.
It doesn't tell you the specific date that it's verified either, which is kind of annoying. And
yeah.
Well, on the bright side, you're verified, which is good, right?
So yay, right, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Great.
And honestly,
I see it.
That's the part that takes the longest, honestly. Sometimes they ask for two verifications. Sometimes they ask
I do see it on
documents.
Google.
Yeah. That's great. So right now, that way they don't suspend the verified profile or anything like that. We're going to before you grant us access to that new one, let's go ahead and delete the other one. Just
okay.
Just go to the same link, or look, I'm gonna text it to you. That way, it's easier. That way, you don't have to go inside that email each time. Send that your way. Okay, I just sent you the text message. So just go to that link, and we're gonna delete the one that's not verified. That way, it doesn't give you any issues in the future.
Perfect.
Let me know once you're there.
Okay, do I select the... Do I select the one that I'm going to delete?
Yes, but you're not going to select it. You're just going to click on... It's the same process as the other one. Just click on the name itself.
The name itself. Okay.
Once you click on the name, you're going to select the three little dots again.
Okay.
And you're going to go to business profile settings.
Business profile settings. Okay.
And you should have an option that says remove profile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Select just like that.
Yep, please.
Okay. And then it says stop managing this profile or remove profile content and managers.
Remove profile content and managers.
Okay. It says if you remove all content managers or post videos, can I just press, do I press continue?
Yep, just continue. We don't need that. It never works.
Hopefully the other one doesn't get deleted as well.
Oh, no, there's no need. There's two separate profiles, and this one's completely different, so don't worry about that. You're good.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay.
I'm on the phone. No.
Now that one is gone, this time let's go to the same link again, and let's try and gaining access to that other one. If the phone number doesn't work, I'll provide you an email, but ideally, let's try with the phone number one more time.
Okay. Okay, I'm on it. I'll try to figure out how to do this one too. You said go to the...
You select the name?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I'm on my verified one.
Okay, and go to the three little dots.
Okay.
Once you're on the three dots, it's the same business profile settings.
This one's different. Hold on, my business on Google. Okay, business profile setting, got it.
And again, to people in access.
Okay. Add people.
And you're going to put the phone number. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
It's 552.
552.
554.
554. I'm on the phone.
6200.
6200. Oh, I see you. I see you guys. Local splash listing, right?
Yep, that's the one.
All right, I'm going to add you guys now.
Okay. Let me know once you send the invite so I could check it out on my end.
Yeah, I did. It's hot.
Did you hear that?
No, I'm on the phone. Can you guys go play in the room until I'm done? This is important. No, get out of my room now. I'm on the phone.
Okay, perfect. I just received it and accepted it. So we're all good on the business profile. This is going to make things a lot easier for us to move forward a lot faster. That's great.
Perfect. Yeah. I would have told you guys they got approved. I just never knew.
No worries. Yeah. It happens. You're good. You're good. And on the bright side, you know, we went through the hardest process already, which is great. You have that verified, which is wonderful news. Right now, the only other thing that we have pending is the Facebook. So let me check that out. You already have a business profile page on Facebook, right?
Correct.
Okay, let me check that out. It seems we already sent
a request. Yeah, what had happened was, when you guys sent that, for some reason, Google kept notifying me that someone was trying to hack the account. So they kind of locked me from having access to it too. So is there like a way where Facebook doesn't like alert that it's being hacked?
Really? And through what method were you notified? Because a lot of times there's a lot of like scams and it's not really like an official.
No. It was you guys. Cause, in the beginning when I was paying you guys to help me with my business, the lady that was helping me do the interview, like the first steps of like gathering information, She sent me an email to follow the steps to allow you guys access to my Facebook, and I kept getting notifications that it's being hacked, but it wasn't being hacked. It was literally you guys. I was just trying to give you guys access to it.
Let me go ahead and check that out. So right now you don't have access to the profile. It doesn't let you.
No, I do. I do now. I kept every time I try to give you guys access, it would lock me out. But then I always try to get access back.
Oh, okay. Let's see. In that case, let me go ahead and set things up really quick. Still here with you, okay? Just checking everything out of my end. Still here with you. Almost finished, okay?
Okay, no worries.
Okay, I just went ahead and sent you a new link through text message. Let me know once you get that.
I got it.
Okay, try opening it up through there and see if it'll let you grant access through that link.
Okay, let me see. Connect Facebook. All right, I just got to sign in and stuff.
Yep.
All right, let's see.
Once you sign in on, like, the third step, it should give you an option to select the business page.
Yeah, it just, oh, my gosh. It's telling me to check your notifications on other device. It's saying someone's trying to hack in.
Could you send me a screenshot of that, please?
Yeah. It's hella annoying.
But yeah, because that's...
Wait, I think... Finish. I think I... bypassed it. One second. No, it's still kind of skip info. One second. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I got it. It's saying, is it named Lead Site?
Is it named Lead IE? Yes, yes. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got it. Continue. Thank God. Yeah, it was giving me a hard time.
No, and that's strange because honestly, this is the first time that I had this issue with a client that it shows up that they're like it's getting hacked or anything like that.
Yeah, it kept saying that, so I was like, let me not mess with it too much because every time I try to give you guys access, it would delete my Facebook page and I would have to restore it.
Yeah, and that's a whole mess on itself.
It is. So I'm at the page where it says you are logged in as obviously my name, and then it says change account. And then do I just press confirm access, or do I press the pages?
Right there on pages, it should give you the option to select the business page.
Okay. Confirm. Okay.
Once the business page is selected, then you can continue.
Okay. I think I got you. Yay. Okay, perfect. So what you guys are going to do now is just take over the Facebook, Google, and that's it, right? And Yelp, I heard, and I think Yelp isn't included, is it?
Yelp, yes. We do create a Yelp page for you for it to be visible, but we don't run a campaign through Yelp.
Campaign. I think I already have a Yelp page.
You do?
Yeah, and I think I gave you guys access to that as well.
Let me check that out really quick then.
Sure.
Just to make sure.
I traded it way before I, like, found you guys, you know?
And that's good because if you have access to all these pages, it just makes the whole process a lot easier.
Yeah. Yep. Who doesn't like easy?
All right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to hurry up and get leads. I haven't gotten nothing yet. Even though I'm, like, physically walking around with my business cards, handing them out, it's like nobody's calling. I got one call. Yeah, I got one call from this lady. She was like, "Do you do vacuuming?" I guess she just wanted just vacuuming and not, like, a house clean.
No,
but yeah.
Right now, the advantage you have is that we're not going to waste a lot of time trying to verify and going through that whole process. Everything's already verified, so we're going to go directly through optimizing, updating everything, make sure the information's consistent all around. And that way we could get
That's
the
great.
Ad campaigns running, start doing those Google posts and everything. So people start seeing, and just like you said, you know, start getting those leads. At least people... So they could start asking for estimates, you know? Asking for estimates.
Yep.
And something could come out of that.
Yep. That sounds great. So that Google business page where I pop up on Google, that's going to be there forever, right?
Yes, exactly. So that's the advantage that you always have, at least with us, right? We only ask for manager access. We don't ask for owner access, nothing like that. So regardless of whatever happens, maybe if you want to go manage things yourself, go with another business or whatever, it's always yours. It's always going to be yours at any moment. If somebody asks for owner access, honestly, do not give them owner access. You should always partner owner. If anything, just manager access. That's all we need. That's all anybody needs in order to run a campaign, to do anything, right?
Yeah, so for real.
Manager access is sufficient enough, but yes, that's always going to be there for you. Certain changes, like changing the name of the business, changing the location, certain things like that can ask for another verification, or they could suspend your profile. Don't get scared, though. The suspension's just like, it's brief. It just tells you that you're not complying with Google guidelines or anything. But if you provide like your business documents, business registration, insurance, anything you might have, that always helps with taking away the suspension. But yes, your Google business profile page will always be there. We just have to be on top of it.
Yep. Yeah, I've had a lot of people like blow up my phone, saying that they're from Google, saying that they're gonna help me like get leads, and I'm like, that's you guys are just trying to scam me for some money.
Yeah, definitely be careful with that. I mean, by all means, always do your due diligence because. But there's also a lot of business like ours that do help you out, but there's also a lot of scams out there too, right? So
yeah, I don't like right now. Yeah, I'm not trusting nobody, you know, because I don't know. It just seems fake to me, you know, because they're here asking for like $500 payment, and they're gonna make me get a lot of leads and stuff like that. So it's like, kind of like, it doesn't seem real, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of them are really persistent.
Oh, yeah, they do not stop. Like, I have to block so many of them.
And just to give you a heads up, too, right now, since it's barely verified, it's a new business, and we're going to get you there on the first page, you can receive a lot of those calls still, right? And you probably are going to receive even a little bit more of those calls because they're going to see that that you're there, you're on the first page. They're obviously going to see very little reviews or no reviews, so they're going to know it's a new business up there. So you are going to be getting a lot of those calls. We do filter a lot of them out already with the call tracker, but as they come in, we'll just make sure we block those little by little. That way it's less and less of those calls that you're getting. But just a heads up, you are going to get a lot of those calls in the beginning too, okay?
Yeah, I'm already starting to get them. I'm already starting to get them. Especially from Yelp and stuff. I just don't know if it's true, you know?
And
they're just trying to take money.
Even if it's true, just be careful with that. Like for Yelp, I've had a lot of clients that it's a contract, and like they might tell you it's like the first month it's free, or you get some sort of big discount, which you do, right? But Yelp is usually a contract, so whenever they try to cancel with Yelp, they can't, or even if they do, it's like they end up spending like a lot more, like $1,000, $800 to cancel the whole Yelp service, right? So right now, honestly, I tell you to hold off. There's no need to pay any additional service anywhere. We're barely going to start right here. We're barely going to start with Google and Facebook. So let's give that some time. In the future, if we see it's a little bit slow, maybe we could see about something else, but that's a maybe. We could give you your options. You could see if you want to, or you could check your options elsewhere too. But right now, let's leave it as is. There's no need for you to pay any additional money. Let's see where this goes, and we'll move forward from there.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you.
No, definitely, definitely. Either way, if you ever have any question or anything like that, just let us know, and we'll be more than glad to give you all the information. Right now, that's all that we have pending. Everything is good. We only needed access to that Facebook and the business profile page. We already have that. So we'll start working on that right away.
Perfect. And that means I could still, like, post videos and stuff, right? Like, manage it. Like, I can still do what I got to do on there, right? Like, because I do clean sometimes and, like.
Of course. Of course. That's
100%
recommended. So independently of what we do, since we're running ad campaigns, we're promoting you a little different. Like if you're on Facebook, you do your posts, you do your daily posts or weekly posts or video, however you want. Just go ahead and keep that active. We'll make sure to do everything on our end. The only thing that I definitely recommend from you is any chance you get, if you have more pictures, send that to us. Upload them directly through the app. That way we have more content. We could post a lot more frequently and everything. We could speed up the process. Every chance you get to, try getting reviews. Right now, since we barely have the access, we still have to update everything up. So we do give you a special
link. I sent the profile to a couple of my clients and a couple of my family members that I've cleaned for. And I told them to leave me a review, so I'm waiting on those. I should have about 10 reviews.
Perfect. That's great. Either way, in a bit, let's say probably by the end of the week, we'll have your special link ready. It's a link where you could just provide it to anybody. And as soon as they click on the link, it sends them directly to either leave you the 5-star rating or even add a nice little comment there, right? But that way they don't have to go to your profile, go here, then check the settings or anything. No, it's just going to send them directly for the review because, you know, a lot of clients always say, yes, I'll leave you a review. But there's always some sort of excuse that they don't leave you a review, right? So this just makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, like I'm the type of person that, like, I'm lazy to write reviews. I'll just, like, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'll only write a review, like, if I go to, like, a restaurant and they're hella mean, I'll write a bad review. You know what I mean? But other than that, if you're good with whatever, I just won't do it.
Right, and that's...
You gotta have bad customer service for me to write one.
Exactly. And honestly, I include myself in that because it's like, if anything, I recommend it, word of mouth, right? But...
Yep.
to leave a review, it's always usually because they something bad happened.
They did something to me that made me feel uncomfortable. Because I don't normally leave one. If I don't leave one, that means the customer service was okay. If I leave one, it's not a good one.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
No worries, but we'll make sure we keep everything on track. So we will keep you updated. As soon as we get the next update, I'll definitely let you know. But for now, that's all we need in the meantime. You just continue.
Perfect. Doing
what
so everything's good.
And we'll keep you updated. Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Not sure if you have any other questions for me.
No. So everything seems to be good though, right? Like
yep.
from my end.
Exactly. Everything's good. We don't need. On your end, everything's perfect. Now it's our turn. We got to do our part. We'll make sure we keep everything up to date. And as soon as we have the next update or anything, we'll definitely be reaching out to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Stay safe out there and have a good rest of your day.
Me too. Goodbye.